UN flies first EU-funded planeloads of Somalis, Syrians to Germany, Romania. By Jack Montgomery on October 26, 2019. The UN Migration Agency/International Organization for Migration, IOM, has hailed the arrival of its first planeload of 154 Somali migrants to Germany, along with dozens of Syrians transported to Romania using European Union funds. The IOM, which promotes mass migration as inevitable, desirable, and necessary, announced the arrival of its first international charter flight of 154 Somalis from Ethiopia to Germany, with an additional 220 refugees, to depart for Germany on a second IOM chartered flight in mid-November, in an official press release. "We are happy that refugees enjoyed this facilitated charter flight from departure to destination, with no hassles faced," commented Milan Jovanovic, IOM operations officer in Ethiopia. In the press release, which went on to boast, "For the past 15 years, IOM Ethiopia has been involved in relocating refugees to more than 16 countries, including the USA, Canada, Australia, Norway and the European Union, SIC, through resettlement, family reunification, chain migration, and humanitarian admission programs." On October 25, the UN agency further boasted that it had landed two flights of migrants in Germany's relatively poor EU bedfellow of Romania, this time Syrians previously based in Amman, Jordan. "The people who arrive today have been through the worst and now have a chance at rebuilding their lives in peace," claimed Mircea Mecanu, head of IOM's office in Romania. "Resettlement proves once again an amazing instrument for humane and safe travel," he added. "We are happy to be supporting the Romanian government in its humanitarian response towards the situation in Jordan and Turkey," he continued. The resettlement program is part of the European Union efforts to increase resettlement in solidarity with hosting countries and financed by the European Union through the National Program, Asylum, Migration and Integration Fund, AMIF. The IOM explains, lending credibility to the warnings of migration skeptics like Hungarian Premier Viktor Orbán that the EU establishment is seeking to solve the issue of illegal mass migration not by putting an end to the mass movement of people into Western countries, but by regularizing it through the establishment of legal routes. "The EU and UN are serious about legalizing illegal migration. Contrary to the will of the people," said Prime Minister Orbán's spokesman Dr. Zoltán Kovács in late 2018. Shortly after the EU backed the UN Global Compact for Migration. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.